Come, Lord Jesus, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I know all of you have in your home or in your office framed in a nice frame some special pictures that you have collected over the years, and perhaps you have one that is particularly special to you. You look upon it often, you see your loved one, you remember an experience, it brings it all back. I've got one of those pictures in my office. It's a picture of my son and I on the top of Long's Peak in the Rocky Mountain National Park, a 14,255-foot mountain. And as I look upon that picture, you know, it just brings back to me so many wonderful memories. Memories of an epic journey together with my son. Memories of a glorious experience that we shared together on top of the mountain that day. No, the pictures don't do justice to the incredible view that we had from the top, but it remains very special to this day. I recall the journey, hiking 8 miles up to the top of this mountain, gaining over a mile in elevation. We were treated to this just rare glimpse of the top of the world, nothing any higher, and a beautiful clear day like the one we have here today. It also occurred to me that it was August the 6th, 2008, which is the day that we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration, and that was the gospel reading that we just heard, Jesus taking his disciples up to the mountain to experience the glory of God. My son and I always look forward to having a chance to climb this tall mountain. You can only do it in a very short window of time in the summer when the snow is all melted. And we leave at 3 a.m. in the morning, and we try to make it to the top by 9 a.m., and once we get there, you know, we just want to stay and enjoy it. We've worked so hard and so long to get to the top of this mountain and enjoy this view. But unfortunately, we only have about 30 minutes on top of the mountain to take it all in. And there begins to be a sense of urgency that we've got to get down. Down before the lightning and the clouds come. Down so that we can preserve our energy and get down before the day gets too late. As much as we would like to pitch our tent up on top of that mountain and stay, we couldn't. We had to just take a snapshot or two and head on down. And you know, getting to the top, as fantastic as that was, it's only half of the journey. All right? The other half of the journey is getting home. We got to go all the way back down, and sometimes going down is the more difficult and dangerous part because you're tired, and it's not as, you know, exhilarating. You're trying to get home safely. You know, mountain climbing has always been a passion of mine because it's a place where I can experience God. I experience Him in the beauty of creation. I experience Him in this, you know, glorious, majestic view, in the connection with the land, in the exertion of energy, and by the reward that you get when you arrive at your destination. I always encounter God in a way that strengthens me and renews my spirit. And I think we hear in the Bible over and over images of the mountain because it is a metaphor for our own spiritual journeys, right? It may not be the literal climbing of the mountain, but it may be the metaphorical climbing of the mountain, experiencing the presence of God. Our spiritual journey is a day-by-day journey in the same direction, a journey of obedience, a journey of faith, where we come upon these unexpected epiphanies and God reveals himself to us in ways that we never could have imagined. And you know, we want to stay right there and we want to preserve it, but it's like a flash, it goes away. But we're transformed by our experience and we begin to see the world in a different way. The going up and the coming down. There's so much to see, so much to experience. If we have the eyes to see them, if we pay attention, we look for God all around us. In the Bible, Moses went up the mountain to receive God's law. We heard in the Exodus passage. Elijah ran to the mountain for protection. Jesus goes up and prays on the mountain to renew his relationship with his heavenly Father. And so here on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John with him, his closest friends, and he takes them up to the top of the mountain where he gives them a glimpse of the future, a picture of his resurrected glory. And the cloud comes and we hear the word of God who says, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." Instructions for the way down. Instructions for the journey going forward. The same words, interestingly, that we hear at baptism. The baptism and the resurrection are connected. You know, all of us have mountaintop experiences, times in our life where things come together in such a perfect way. Time seems to stand still. It could be an accomplishment. It could be a time together, a moment. And we wish we could just hit pause and just hold it there. Stay there a while. Enjoy it. But we can't. We've got to just move on because God is calling us to a new place. You know, one thing we learn about the Transfiguration story is that we worship a God who wants to reveal himself to us. God is not a God who wants to stay distant and removed from our lives. He's not a God of mystery who doesn't want to be in relationship with us. God wants to reveal himself to you and to me. He's a God who wants to know you and to be known by you. And so he tells us and shows us who he is. And throughout history, God calls us back into this very personal relationship with him. And so he gives his disciples a glimpse of himself for this reason, because he wants them to go down into the valley and to remember that he loves them and that he is with them. As much as Peter wanted to pitch a tent on the top of that mountain, he couldn't. No, he had to go because Jesus doesn't ever call us to stay where we are. Jesus never calls us to stay where we are. No, he reveals himself to us in the journey. As we journey up and down the mountains of life, we don't stay put. He gives us snapshots of his glory, snapshots of his kingdom. Those are things that we've got to take into us and hold on to. He gives us an assurance of the future. He gives us a promise that in the end, no matter what, everything is going to be okay. We carry that with us. We carry that glory, that experience, that epiphany with us where we go. As we go back down the mountain into the fullness of life with an ability to share that message with others. As much as we may want to bottle this experience up and keep it for another day, we find that the only way we can experience it again is by going down into the mission field of humanity and sharing it with others. You know, I find it so interesting that all of us have a camera on us today. In our cell phones, everybody's got a camera, and everyone is so quick to take pictures of so many things. People, I don't know how many pictures you may have on your camera right now. I wonder whether you ever go back and really, you know, are able to see them again. But we're quick to take pictures, and we often take pictures of things that, you know, we'd like to capture, but we always find that when we look at a picture, rarely are we able to capture the essence. Rarely are we able to capture the view, even the, you know, the majestic view of the mountains. That just doesn't quite ever do it justice. I often ask myself, when these cell phones come out, you know, and people are taking thousands of pictures, you know, what is it? What is it that they really are trying to capture? When I look at that picture of my son and I on top of that mountain in my office, I don't see, you know, the beauty as much of the view as I do a memory of my son, a memory of a journey that we took together, a memory of a glorious experience. I'm reminded of my love for him, and I'm reminded of the journey that we shared and the way in which God has blessed our lives over and over. That is the picture that we have to take when God comes into our lives. We have to take those pictures, and we can't stay there, but we have to take them into our heart and hold on to them and remember those experiences as we go into the world that God calls us to. You know, we all need to hear those words that God says on the mountain. You need to hear those words today. God says to you, "You are my beloved. You are my beloved. I love you, and I chose you from the beginning of the world, and I have a good plan for you." God is always with us. He's with us on the mountain, and He's with us in the valley. But the mission that He's called us to is not on the mountain. It's in the valley. It's in the place where He calls us to give sight to the blind, release to the captives, freedom for the oppressed. So we go with a promise that He has us safely in His hands, that He's with us, that we know the end of the story, and that it's good. And we go in the assurance that God empowers us to share the good news, to love and serve Him as His faithful witnesses, today and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.